When we thought about doing this, was one of the first people I reached out to. Joel Kreisberg and I have talked about various ways. Here he is. He's over here. About education. And we've both spoken at and attended a lot of the same groupings and seminars and conferences over the years. And Joel's someone who I've looked up to over the years about being literally, and that's not hard for me to say, but in terms of his ability to develop really innovative educational tools and his leadership in environmental sustainability leadership courses online. For those who have not taken or participated in this course, are a wonderful way to connect, and was actually the first time that I came across the Center for Eco-Literacy's work. So I'm very happy that Joel's here to share with us his experience. He is the founder and executive director of the Teleosis Institute, which is an institution really dedicated to, as he says, reducing healthcare's footprint while broadening its ecological vision. And it really is about helping institutions, whether it be hospitals or practices, green themselves and become ecologically sustainable. And I'm sure he will be sharing with you today his vision about how we create leadership in those fields. So I don't want to take up any more of your time. Joel.
Does this actually work? That's what happens. Is that going to work, or is it going to have to be there? Oh, look at that. You got all the different things. I'm going to pick the mic up. Because why not? I can do my my music and song. Hi! Anybody? We're going to do a little bit of a different kind of thing here because it's the middle of the afternoon and you just ate. Oh, you want to do that?
Oh, look at that. Asking technology. Will. Should we try?
Testing. And does this work? Which button goes? That's a little loud. Turn this down. Okay. Which button? That way? Well, look at that. Cool. Yeah, turn it down a little bit because I don't like hearing myself. Leadership. I don't want to hear my voice too loud. This is what we're going to do today, except we're going to do it, not just me. Purpose, vision, sustainability. That's a word that keeps coming up. Leading to a learning community. So what I like us to see is us to be a learning community. I think we are a learning community already. But I'm actually going to sort of provide the tools for us to hopefully go home and expand ourselves as a learning community. So it's going to mean you're going to have to participate a little bit. So if your computer's open, shut it now, please. I see one right there. All the way down, let it shut off, okay? And so we're going to start with purpose, okay? Yeah, purpose as a living and acting out of a deeply felt connection to our source of inspiration. That which gives our work meaning. Okay, now sit up and close your eyes. And just feel your own ecology for a second. How is just be here? You don't have to look up. You don't have to just listen to my voice. Hopefully it's not too loud. Notice your breath. I'm going to say those words again. Living and acting out of a deeply felt connection to our source of inspiration. So now take a moment. What is your purpose in being here? How does that relate to your purpose in what you do? How does that relate to just the purpose and being alive, perhaps? Just notice whatever comes up. You don't have to judge it because it's your interior self. It's completely comfortable. And then now you just take another breath and allow yourself to gently come back. And if you have a fancy pad of paper there and you want to write down anything about your purpose for yourself to notice it, feel free to take about a minute to just whatever came up. No one's going to look at it or grade it or anything. It's just taking a chance to... Did you know anything about purpose? I get to walk around up here too. That's good. Okay, it looks like I'm going to... And so just, I stole this right out of the Che website. The purpose of this event today... Whoops, I went too fast. It's to promote ecological health. It said it right in the thing that got you here. Right? If you go back and read on the website, we wrote a purpose. I think, Larry, you might have been involved with writing that. Promote ecological health. That was our purpose. So usually every activity has a purpose. Okay, the second question was vision. Okay, being clear and communicating effectively the results we seek to create. Being clear and communicating effectively the results we seek to create. So let's do the same thing, guided meditation. So close your eyes and relax again. As healers, as people who want to see a healthy planet, healthy children, what do you want to create? Where do you notice that in your body? What does that look like in your mind? Actually enjoy this. Just allow yourself to, because it's perfectly true right now in this place in your mind and your body. Now, how would you communicate that? What words would come up with that vision? And when you feel like you want to write some notes about that, you can welcome to open your eyes or just enjoy your vision and take a few notes about that. Right? Communicating the results we seek to create. What would that be? Just, you know, whatever comes up. And of course, this is right from the website as well. Create optimal, sustainable environments in which children can thrive and reach their full potential. That's a pretty nice vision. It's kind of hard to resist that photo. I like Google Images. You can have lots of fun with that. These are leadership skills. Okay? These are the things that the more we do in the way we set up our practices, our lives, our families, our businesses, the more they will be like the way we want them to be. Right? Mental visioning actually is a huge part of our higher development. Let's see what's next. Cultivating sustainability. That word has been around a little bit. This one's going to be a little bit more challenging because I'm actually going to have to actually talk to each other in this next activity. So the first two things we did were very first person. I deliberately went from a very third person presentation, which is you're watching it, us, wonderful talks, wonderful presentations, but it's third person, it's out, it's up here. Now I just shifted you for the last two activities into first person, into I. We're going to move into second person, which is interactive. So if we're going to cultivate sustainability, it requires, let's see what it requires. A commitment not only to making change, but an understanding about why we make change. And this is actually a key ingredient. We spend a lot of time wanting behaviors to change, and we kind of forget the why are we making this change. So we're going to examine this a little bit on this balance of things. Okay, this is one of my, for those who ever read Ken Wilber, it's a little bit Ken Wilberish. But we spend a lot of time over here in behaviors. Let's eat right. Let's have a healthy world. Either personal behaviors or societal behaviors. But the question becomes, why do it? Right? Why do I want to be healthy? Why do I want you to be healthy? Right? So there's the, and then, of course, if we do things, what are we going to do? We're all going to leave here and we want to go make a healthier world, a healthier environment, healthier people. But why are we doing it? Have we taken the time? Just like we did with the vision and purpose activity, why are we doing that? Have we taken the time to articulate that? Everyone following the general thought of this? And we kind of need to do this kind of regularly. Right? Okay, so we get to do that right now. I've got lots of time for this. All right? So let's see if I got this one up. Yeah, we're going to get there. You'll see, I guess there's one slide ahead. So back to the word sustainability. To be sustainable, we need to encourage effectiveness, integrity, and mutuality. Effectiveness, integrity, and mutuality. And we're going to try and have that happen, I believe, on this slide. Oh, I'm going to have to skip it over. Did I miss the slide? Nope. Where are my questions? Here it is. I'm just going to go right to this one. And I'll go back to those so you didn't miss those, okay? So remember I said, what am I doing? Well, I want to know why am I doing it, okay? So here's the question for you. What sustains you? I'm going to say that question again. What sustains you? Should come up there. Tell me what sustains you. So I want you to break up into groups of three people. Turn your chairs and face two other people. It's nice if you don't know those people. So if you want to move your chairs, and each person's going to answer the question, what sustains me? Tell me what sustains you and introduce yourself. And it could be four if it wants to be. So just to be clear, tell me what sustains you. Tell me what sustains you. Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, keep going. You just keep going. having so much fun.
Okay.
I forgot the gong.
The gong.
Okay, we're going to come back to the group. Take the minute to slow that. Okay, everyone, we're going to come on back. And actually, what would be good is to just close your eyes again and just check in and see how your energy changed with that. That's a much different activity than inside. Just close your eyes. I'll shut up. What do you notice inside? Does your energy feel different? Gently allow your eyes to open. I always love large silence as well, so it's very rich. But also the interaction, the energy is quite dynamic when we get a chance to talk to each other, so actually talking sustains us quite a bit. Anyone want to share what sustains you? Want to just shout out or something? Anyone who wants to share something that they might learn? Yeah. Is it not quite loud enough? Oh, can I repeat that? Paraphrase it. There's a lot of energy in interacting, and when you're working with someone, or when you're working with a patient, just the actual energy that flows is very beautiful, is what you're saying. It's quite lovely, right? Even it doesn't have anything to do with the outcome, whether the person gets better or not. Just there's this energy. Am I paraphrasing you, kind of? Yeah, a little bit. Love human interaction. Nice, thank you. I guess I need a mic to do this really well. But I wanted to at least it'd be nice to have a chance to really hear these. And it's very important. So thank you for sharing, for boldly standing up and sharing for us. We only have half an hour, so I don't have tons of time. But, yeah, go. Jot them down. Beautiful. We've been jotting down already. If you have any thoughts from that activity, please jot them down right now for take a second. Thank you. Just what sustains you. I mean, the reason why this is so important is that we talk about sustainability if it's out there. And actually, it's in here. If you can go away with that one idea, then I've done a good job. Or I should say, if you go away, then you've done a good job. Right? Because it's in here. That's where the most is going to happen. Actually, go back to Larry's first slide in the end, heal or heal thyself. So it's what sustains me is where sustainability begins. Not with the light bulbs, right? You know what I mean? That's actually a big deal. And we forget that in the busyness. People are writing, so I should shut up. Well, while they're doing that, I'm going to go back to my slides. They even got off the stage. Isn't that cool? Where we were. By the way, for those who are down here, up there the lights are really bright. You can't see anything. So if you want to actually see people, it's nice to come down here. I'm also really tall, so I could get away with it. So we were at sustainability. So we're talking about sustainable structures, effectiveness, integrity, mutuality. Those three are all personal qualities. They're all things that I have to do in order to be sustainable. Okay, so in a learning community, we use something called action inquiry. Action inquiry is a process of reflecting on my actions. So I asked you what is sustainable for me. So if it's sustainable for me, the more each person shows up in integrity, So regenerate effectiveness and integrity in ourselves. Am I showing up fully at work? You've heard that already before today. If I had a problem at home and I come in and I'm really cranky or pissed off, who's going to get that? So I have to show up fully being me if I want to have a healing environment. I have to be integrity in myself. This is my job, but it's also me. It's my day. I'm in charge of it the whole time. From the moment I wake up, all the time. Even when you're sleeping, you're in charge of it. I'm in charge. Mutuality is generating a critical and constructive mutuality. So that activity was different than the first activities because we're developing mutuality by asking each other. So I'll challenge you, go back to your business, your office, and the next staff meeting, do an inquiry like that. Any question you want. But take the time to actually hear each other's first person. That's how you build mutuality. We sort of do it with our patients. We know the more integrative we are, the more time we have. But do we do it with our families and with our staff and with our everybody in our organizing structures? We kind of forget it a lot. So it's really important to generate mutuality, leading to sustainability. Now, here's a new definition of sustainability, kind of a cool one. Organizing structures that encourage effectiveness, integrity, and mutuality, which are capable of continuing transformation toward greater social justice and greater harmony with the natural environment. Sustainability is ongoing. It never stops, right? And we're continually transforming now so that we have greater equity. Everybody can live a healthier life, and our lives are in harmony with the natural world. There is no past, and there is no future. There's just we do this. I live a life of sustainability every time I stop and breathe. And every time I have, do you do that? So we are having a much more sustainable conference now because we all did this. So now my boxes look like this. Sustainability, the tendency is to use it out there in the object land and what we do and our behaviors, either my behaviors or our behaviors. And when I look at my individual, it's am I in integrity? Am I living my life fully for who I am? And then in terms of the we space, are we doing it? Am I doing it in such a way that you can do it with me? So that I can make a space for each person to be able to fully show up. To be fully seen and to be fully heard, to show up fully who you are. Don't we want our patients to show up fully as who they are? Wouldn't you want to know if someone says, I don't like coming to your office because, I don't know, I don't like you or I don't like the way it smells or I don't like whatever it is. You want to hear that. You want they can fully show up. Isn't that going to encourage healing? Optimum healing environments. I still got 5 minutes. I'm doing okay. So integrity, I'm going to go over these words, is generated through more and more dynamic, continual inquiry into the gaps into ourselves. Right? So how do we do integrity? How do we find the gaps in ourselves? Well, meditating is one. Being quiet is another. Looking at the areas in our blind spots. That's how we get in more integrity. Almost anything that happens in our life is a mirror of what we may not be able to see about ourselves. There's a lot of different processes that we can do, but recognizing that the more I'm able to look at the gaps in who I am, the more I fully am whole as a person. And the more fully I am whole as a person, the more sustainable everybody becomes. Because everybody's got to do this work themselves. I can't make anybody do anything. Last time I checked. At least I can't make my kids do anything. But if I can show up fully for them, maybe they'll show up more. Right? I think that was a fun picture. Oh, well, this is the question. So we got back to where we are in our slides. Let's see what goes on from here. So that was leading to mutuality. So mutually agreeable goals help support partnerships both internally and externally. So we tend to focus mutuality on the externals. Every single clinical encounter is an agreement, either explicit or implicit. And we kind of focus on the explicit encounter. Well, okay, you're going to diet. What was the curve we saw of the four things that everybody needs to do and only 4% of the people actually can even do the healthy things, right? But what about the internal? Am I going to be fully present for you as the healer? Is my office, my clinic going to be meet your needs? Or am I going to be accountable for myself? So we create partnerships. And that supports ecological sustainability. her picture there? Oh, I like that one. I have fun with the pictures. So mutuality, we can create more by developing a shared vision and strategies, by increasing collaboration and learning the value of creating together. So our hope for this event today is that we increase collaboration. So one of the points of that exercise is to increase collaboration. So we hope that at the end of this, you all don't go home and say, that was funny, go back to your life. We stay connected in some way. I don't know if you've actually invented the technique, but one is the Facebook, that your page. But the idea is, this is our community. If we want to see our children thrive, this is a good place. I show up for all of us, and all of us move that along. Okay? And we learn the value of creating together. Partnership. So partnership, I just like this definition, so I put it up there. Skillfully being with others in a way that fosters connection and interdependence. It's just a leadership definition, but I just like that one. If you want to write it down, just to remember. How can, because this is actually, any clinical encounter is a partnership. It's way more sustainable if you show up with this in mind. It sort of goes back to what you were saying in your example. It's less about the diagnosis and disease and more about, if I can do this, so that we're going to have healing. It's salutogenic. It's a nice, I like that particular word. So ultimately, we're moving toward transformation. So now I'm going to put all these together. Because remember I said sustainability is about continually transforming. So are we organized in a way that encourages effectiveness, encourages integrity, encourages mutuality? Are we transforming healthcare towards greater social justice and increased harmony with the environment? That's the goal, I think, for me, or the vision that we have. And the point I think I'm making is that actually starts with what I do. Right? And then what I do connects to what you do and making room for what you'd be able to you do, and so we develop mutuality. And then sustainability will naturally thrive. Right? It grows from that particular place. So cultivating leadership for ecological sustainability. My point was, these are leadership skills. This is what you do in a leadership program. Okay, sometimes we were talking about that last night. A lot of times people think of leadership as something that others, like, oh, those are the leaders. But one of the themes that came up, we had a gathering last night, is that each one of us is a leader. We have to lead ourselves and those around us. So these are the kind of things that are practices that each one of us can do to create, foster health of ourselves, of our children, of our family, of the people we work with. Let's see what comes up on this slide. We promote ecological wellness for the whole child. Create optimal, sustainable environments. Commitment not only to making change, but also to understand why we are making these changes. That's almost like the fuel. Why are we making the changes? If you feel like you're burnt out and running out of energy, it's because we haven't taken that space to tune in to your own heart's energy, which will keep fueling us. I think I might be getting to the end. Creating a learning community. So learning community is when you do this with other people. And we're each making the inquiry. And we're bringing it together. So that's a new tool. If you want to learn more about learning communities, it's actually, there's a Society of Organizational Learning out of Boston College. There's websites and people, and all sorts of people who are doing this stuff. Just giving you a little taste of it. Okay, and that's kind of what we're hoping will start to emerge in our systems. And that might be, let's see what the last slide is. Yep, that's the last slide. Oop, that's me. Got so quiet. I'm right on time. That's it, thank you.
Thank you, Jill. So now we've engaged our right brains and left brains, and hopefully you can put them back together. We're going to, Elise has a few announcements, so don't go anywhere yet, and she'll tell you we're going to take a brief break now and come back. But there's been a lot of talk about people asking about, what do we do after today? You know, like Joel said, it's not just go home and, well, you can go home, but it's not just about that. We'd love to further the conversations, and I personally would like to hear more about your stories and what you're doing out there. And so to stay connected, one of the things I'll be calling for and just sort of putting out an email and listservs and connecting is hearing your stories about what you're doing so that we can share those stories, because there's just as many stories out there as we've been talking about today. Elise and I will find a way to do that technologically, hopefully through Che. So
I'll just underscore that we, a couple people came up to me and had the brilliant idea of actually posting the questions that we've collected on the website, so that not since we can't get to all the questions and people may have ideas throughout the day, that we can post those, we can have responses either from the presenters or those of you in the audience who have expertise in that area want to respond. We'll figure a way to continue that conversation. Che has a blog and a Facebook, and you know, there's lots of ways to retain this information and connect to it.